Radio KFMS. Welcome to KFMS Radio. This is Kempen Mulopi. Today on Focus of Africa, we're talking to Dandrana, who'll be telling us about the prison bombings in Uganda. Katie, how far has the government made moves in solving the issue of the Uganda bombings?
It's not only the Uganda government that has done so much. We also got a hand from FBI. They came to do a lot of work with the investigation much because they came to arrest the suspect. Cases are still in court.
Kenyans have been linked to the bombings. What am I right on? This is going to affect relations between Kenya and Uganda.
I don't think this would really affect so much. A lot of things have happened in Uganda and then Kenyans are involved and our relations still continue.
How many of the numbers and do you think the police figures being given are correct?
Yeah, police say 78, but I think the actual figures would be gotten from the hospital. They said there were more than 78.
Why do you think the police would have to lie about the numbers? What does the Uganda government have on this?
I would not be able to say that, but I think that maybe they did not follow up on the cases in hospital.
Being a human rights advocacy group member in Uganda, have you been able to meet the families or whose loved ones died? And so far, what is the mood? Are they angry? Are they most likely to revenge if they knew whoever killed their loved ones?
Talk about myself, one of the journalists died, and to me, the journalist dying while he's on duty felt so bad.
That is Dandrana, a human rights advocates group member, telling us about the latest happening in Uganda bombings. Thank you for listening to Focus on Africa. This is Radio KFMS. We'll be joining you at 9 p.m. for news. Dun, 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 dun. Radio KFMS.